my name is Karen Donaldson, and I'm the founder and the creator of the Mindful Bodies Weight Loss Program. Some of you already know, but I am a registered dietitian and a personal trainer, but I'm not really your typical registered dietitian. I do know my nutrition stuff, by the way, but just a little bit more holistic probably than the average dietitian. And my job is not to tell you what to eat or not to eat. Really, it's to let us figure that out together. I do own a weight loss practice in Idaho where we offer nutrition counseling and fitness classes, but again, we offer much, much more. We really try to focus on the emotional eating aspect. And our goal is I'd like to help you become really aware of and understand the emotional root causes of your extra weight, what your cravings mean, why you might sabotage yourself, why you might not like exercise and healthy foods, why you might do okay for a few days but then go off the wagon or not do okay, and so on and so forth. And basically what I'm hoping to help you all answer the question is, you know what you're supposed to do, so why can't you do it? And I'm guessing there may be a few people out there who have thought this once or twice before, including myself. The program that we are going to do, the Mindful Body Program, is based on some cutting-edge scientific research, which many of you know is really important to me. It's really nice to hear testimonials about how things work, but personally, I need the science to back it up. I do have a master's in biochemistry, and so I want to know how things work, not just that it works. And I think that's actually why it took me a long time to develop this program. There were lots and lots of books that I needed to read. And also, it's only been in the last couple of years that the science has been done in this area to show what really happens in the body, especially when we're talking about the main tool that we're going to use, which is EFT, and that stands for the Emotional Freedom Technique. But we'll also be using some other mind-body tools like meditation, visualization, and so on. And I think the reason that I got into EFT is that I have been a dietitian and a personal trainer for years, but I knew that there had to be something more to help people, but I didn't know what it was. I would see clients from other clinics, my own clinic, and even myself, you know, struggle to lose weight and then struggle even more to keep it off. And it was very frustrating. I would say, well, you need to practice some stress management or read a book or take a bath or call a friend. But it didn't work. That stuff didn't work for me. It didn't work for other people. And personally, even though I really did not want to admit it, I had a problem with emotional eating as well. I didn't ever really think it was a real problem because I could always just carry my weight well. And then I would say, well, you know, I'm not 20 anymore and I've had a child and I work and I don't want to be a size 2 anyway and all those stupid people that are too skinny and so forth and so on. But what I did finally realize when I got a little bit honest with myself is that I also turned to food when I was stressed, especially when I was procrastinating. If there was something really important that I needed to do and I didn't want to do it, food was a really good way to not do it. And I think the funniest example is something I would always make a joke about. I would teach a weight management class at my office, and then I would come home, and I would have a big bowl of very heavily buttered popcorn. And that would be after I would eat dinner. So hunger really had nothing to do with it, as I'm sure most of you can relate to as well. So even though I never gained massive amounts of weight, I was gradual through my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, and each time I would hit a new number, you know, you go from the 140 to the 150, every 10-pound increment, I'd be like, okay, that's enough, this is it, I need to really get a hold of this, and then I would hit the next little plateau. So, of course, I tried exercise. I teach exercise classes, for heaven's sake, so I would hike and mountain bike and teach step aerobics and strength training, but nothing would budge. And to be honest, I tried going on a diet, but I gave up after the first day because I didn't want to give up the foods that I was craving. So I did some of the other things, counting calories, carbs, watching my portions and so on, but again, nothing budged. And so when I was really honest with myself, I just had to admit, wow, consuming an extra 1,000, maybe 2,000 calories per day, even when I wasn't really hungry, was probably not working for me. And that's when I knew that I needed to start paying attention. And that's when I did start paying attention. And that's when I was really honest with myself and said, I think I might have an issue here as well. So that is when I started to delve into EFT. But before we go there, I'm again going to go to the Q&A. I'm going to turn that function on and kind of check in with you guys and see if you have any questions, comments, and so forth. So here we go on that. All right. So if anybody does have a question or a comment that you'd like to share, and then you don't have to listen to me talk all the time, you can press star 6 on your phone. Again, if you don't, that's fine. We're respecting your privacy. But if any of this is ringing true for any of you as well, or you're going, yeah, sounds familiar, if you'd like to share a thought, let me know. Okay, let's see here. Okay, I'm going to unmute. Thank you, Melinda. So, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Melinda. Thank you for sharing. I'm not sure what you're going to share, but I know it's going to be amazing. So, go ahead and speak, my dear. We'll give my voice a rest.
Okay. I would just like to say how I came to meet Karen.
Oh, yeah.
I was diabetic. I am diabetic and was not, I didn't really believe it, I guess, until some major health issues started happening. And it's like, okay, I better get a grip on this. And I knew Karen had her business and I've seen her on the news in the morning. And I thought, okay, she can teach me about diabetes. And this was in my mid-40s. And she didn't know anything about me. I went in for this diabetic nutrition, and Karen went through her program and made sense to me. And I feel I need to say that this is what Karen was meant to do, this EFT. And the mind, body, soul, and spirit, that she gets that it's more than just diet and exercise, because I've struggled with my weight my whole life. And she looked at me after this presentation about diabetes and insulin resistance and all that and said, I think I might have something that will work for you. Do you want to try it? Have you heard about tapping? And I kind of knew it went along the lines of acupuncture, acupressure, and on the energy points, and I've had that done before, and so that made sense to me. And she literally saved my life. I was hanging over a cliff and didn't know it, and I had let go. And she caught me. And so I feel very strong about this. I know it works. I don't practice it like I should. And it's just been a life-changing thing, and I hope everyone on this call can take this information that Karen's sharing with us and use it. And it's been years, but I still don't do it like I should, and I put it off.
But you're getting there.
So I just wanted to share that right now, that I know EFT works and can help so many things in our lives.
Thanks, Melinda. I have to say that when Melinda came to my office, I don't know what possessed me, but she came in, and I remember this night, we started talking about diabetes, and I gave her the little nutrition talk and so forth, and I never do this on the first visit. Well, I do now, but back then I would wait, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 visits and really get to know the person and make sure they would be okay with doing some mind-body techniques, and about halfway into my little spiel about nutrition, I said, Melinda, I don't think this is your problem at all. Can we work on this really weird mind-body technique? And I was like, oh, gosh, I hope she doesn't just leave because she's going to think I'm a weird person. But she didn't. And we did it, and we've been meeting since then, and she's really not giving herself enough credit because Melinda works on EFT and works on herself a lot, and she's made some amazing changes, not just with her health, but with her life, with her finances, with her relationships. She told me the other day that she just is experiencing more peace than she's ever experienced in her life. So, my dear, please give yourself a little bit more credit. You are amazing. And the thing about EFT is that it is absolutely amazing. It's also a journey. And so, as wonderful as it is, it's something that we want to practice and integrate into our lives. I do tapping nearly every day. Some days I don't, but most days I do. But it's a process that really only takes 2 or 3 or 4 minutes at the most. And what I'm hoping from this class, which is part of why I developed the class, is that it will get us into the practice of doing that and having a regular routine and having the support and able to make that happen. So thank you, Melinda, for sharing. And I'm going to go ahead and turn off the Q&A session for a moment, but we'll have another one, and we're going to get back to the lesson. Okay. So obviously started working with some EFT and realized how powerful it was, although as you can tell at first I was a little bit cautious about introducing that with my clients. I owe a lot to a dear friend who helped me realize how powerful our words and our thoughts and our emotions are. Her name is Terry. And so Terry started talking to me and asking me to start listening to the words I was saying to myself and the thoughts that I was thinking. And I was like, okay, that's nice, and positive thinking and all that. But then I do remember one day I was actually at a volleyball tournament for my daughter, and I was reading a book that was talking about how whenever we think a thought or say something out loud, that we are basically talking to our DNA. We are talking to the cells in our body, and we are making that thought or that statement an affirmation. I mean, really, an affirmation is anything that we say. It can be a good affirmation. It can be a negative affirmation. And so this book was describing basically the science behind what happens when we think or say something and how it affects us at the level of our DNA. And my first thought was, wow, that's really cool. And then my second thought was, pardon the language, I thought, oh, shit, I better be careful what I say. This is significant. This is important. And so then I started realizing when we say things like, I'm fat, or I'm stressed, or I can't lose weight, or I hate exercise, basically what we're doing is creating an affirmation that, unfortunately, if it's a negative one, that becomes true. So along with the EFT and the tapping, I really started paying attention to what happens at the mind-body level when it comes to what we actually say to ourselves and what manifests. And so started doing a lot more EFT with my clients. And the really cool thing about my job is that as I do EFT with my clients, it actually benefits me as well. So, of course, I have, like, the best job on the planet. And over the course of a year, it was like, wow, I'm losing weight. And I actually lost about 15 pounds without even really trying. And then I was sold. It was great that it worked for other people, but, of course, I wanted it to work for myself as well. And that was amazing. So I totally decided to embrace EFT and the mind-body weight loss. It was a bit scary at first. What were my clients going to think? What would the doctors think? Will they still refer patients to me? What would my husband think? All those issues. But it worked so well that I really didn't care. And so now it has become the number one tool that I use in my practice. And I get doctor referrals for it. We work on weight loss, diabetes, cholesterol issues. We also work on physical pain, aches and pains, headaches. All sorts of stuff that really you can use EFT on anything, and that's very appealing. So it isn't just about weight, it's about finding more peace with your life. All right. What I would like to do now is just tell you a little bit about what happens with the stress response. And if you guys have your handout in front of you, go ahead and pull that out right now. It's the belly fat, insulin resistance, and stress hormone handout. And again, if you don't have that in front of you, don't worry about it. If you're nearby a computer, you can go to our website, which is excelweightloss.com. And if you go to the mind, body, spirit, weight loss section, click on that and go to the bottom of that page. You will see a link that will take you to a couple of handouts. And one of them is on the physiology of stress. And EFT is very, very simple. But again, I liked having the science behind it. And so I'm hoping that this kind of explains some of the science for people. And so let me go through this handout just a little bit. And if you don't have this handout, what I'd like you to do is just to close your mind, close your eyes, and in your mind, imagine what this handout is saying and what might be happening in your body during some situations dealing with food and stress. Okay. So on the left side of the page, the first thing that happens to a lot of people is that they feel anxious or bored or angry or lonely or sad or frustrated or depressed, and that feels yucky. And we don't like feeling that way, and so we do something to make us feel better. And very often what we do is we eat, and we eat carbohydrates. I have yet to hear a client say, oh, I would just kill for a hard-boiled egg. So we usually just turn to carbohydrates. Sometimes it's alcohol, sometimes it's something else, but in general, especially when it comes to weight, it's carbohydrates. Bread, cereal, rice, pasta, cookies, crackers, soda, candy, chocolate, potato chips, whatever the person craves. And what happens when we eat those carbohydrates is that they actually have an effect on our serotonin levels. They increase the amino acid in our brains that allow us to make more serotonin. And as we know, serotonin is that feel-good chemical, and so our brains then go, ah, thank you. I feel so much more calm and more happy. And that's nice. That's how we self-medicate with carbohydrates. But what happens after that is a bit of a problem. Your blood sugar starts to rise and your insulin levels rise. And then shortly afterwards, everything comes crashing down. So your blood sugar crashes, and what happens is that the carbohydrates that you ate end up getting stored as fat right in the belly, which is just lovely. That might actually leave you with some low blood sugar, which then makes you crave even more carbohydrates, or you just might feel like crap again, and then you repeat the cycle. So you feel anxious, lonely, bored, upset. You eat some more carbs, serotonin goes up, blood sugar goes up, everything crashes, and you continue in the cycle, which unfortunately helps to promote weight in the belly area. And if that's not bad enough over time, this actually becomes insulin resistance in many people. And some of the signs of insulin resistance are high triglycerides, low HDL, extra weight in the belly area, high blood pressure, high blood sugars, and so on. And insulin resistance is basically prediabetes. So it's something we definitely want to watch out for. That's over on the left side of your handout, showing the actual physiology of what the carbohydrates and the foods do. On the right side of the handout, and this is really important when it comes to stress, we always talk about how stress is bad and we need to avoid stress and do stress management and so on, but we really do not appreciate the effect that it has on our bodies. And when we are under stress, especially chronic stress, so you just have to think about your job, money, your parents, kids, traffic, your weight, your health, all of those things, your phone, your emails, your everything that is just bombarding you, the television, the news, and so on, that really is setting us up for a chronic stress situation. normally what's supposed to happen for stress is the fight or flight response. You're out in the woods and you see a bear and your stress response kicks in and allows you to run away from the bear. And that's nice. The only problem is now we really don't have a bear, we just have life. But our body doesn't necessarily know that. So our adrenal glands actually kick in and they start making some extra adrenaline and cortisol, which are the key stress hormones, for that fight or flight response. But unfortunately, that fight or flight response never ends. So we're in this constant state of being on active alert with our stress hormones. So we're making too much adrenaline, we're making too much cortisol. The adrenaline is actually pumping more sugar into your blood so that you could run away from the bear. And the cortisol actually helps you to store more body fat. It actually makes insulin resistance worse. So not only might you be eating more carbohydrates in response, the way that you're metabolizing them is awful, and you end up storing more fat. And then in addition, over time, you might actually experience some adrenal fatigue where your adrenal glands are becoming exhausted. You're tired all the time, but then you can't really sleep. And so you need more caffeine, more sugar, more junk, and so on to keep you going. And I'm guessing some of you listening are going, that's a bad cycle. I'm in that cycle. How do I get out of that? And that's what we're going to focus on in this class. Probably one of the most exciting things that has come out in research was a study that was published just in October of 2012 showing that by tapping, doing EFT, you can significantly reduce your cortisol levels and decrease your symptoms of anxiety and stress, which to me is amazing. This should be like on the front page of the New York Times. There's a very simple procedure we can all do that takes 3 or 4 minutes that significantly reduces your cortisol level and decreases your anxiety and your stress, which I'm all about, and which leads me to tap for a variety of reasons. I tap when I'm stressed. I tap when I'm mad at the husband. I tap when I'm frustrated with a child. I tap when someone at work is annoying me, blah, blah, blah. And I tap when I can't sleep. I tap when I have cravings. And now, even when I demonstrate to people how to tap for sleep, I think my brain goes, oh, is it time to go to bed? And it makes me a little bit sleepy, so I have to be careful doing that in the office. But anyway, that is kind of the basics of what happens with the belly fat and the stress hormones and the adrenaline and the tapping. And so I would like to open up the phone again to the Q&A and see if anybody has any questions. And I know we have lots of callers, so don't be shy. If somebody has a question or if they can relate to the situation. Okay, we have somebody here. And the last 4 digits of your phone number are 8370. And I am going to unmute you. And go ahead, 8370. Thanks for asking a question.
That's me. It's Ann in North Carolina.
Well, hi, Ann. How are you doing?
Well, I thought I was doing pretty good until you just read this handout, because I think I got all of these things.
Well, you're in really good company, Annie, so it doesn't sound like something that's happening in your body.
Yeah, I have a very high level of stress. I'm on disability, and I can't work. I've got artificial knees now. I've got 5 different kinds of arthritis, and it's eating away at all this stuff in my body. Does this stuff, this EFT, does it work for arthritis pain?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't want to proclaim that EFT can produce miracles and cure your arthritis, but
I'm talking about pain.
Yeah. Very often EFT works for pain, and the reason for that is that there is usually an emotional component to our pain. Mm-hmm. And so, I just met Annie over the email today, so I really don't know very much about her except for that she sounds very sweet. But Annie, a lot of times with arthritis pain, if you look at the emotion that is associated with that, it's criticism. So it's criticism of yourself, maybe criticism of others. And she's laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Means, oh, yeah, I'm an expert
at that.
I've
been writing down little notes, yeah.
Okay.
Very low self-esteem, can't sleep, artificial knee pain. I have a metal disc in my back now, and it's like my hips and tailbone are killing me since my weight loss surgery in November. And they told me to do the weight loss surgery because of I had really bad ulcers in my stomach.
Okay.
So
with that in mind, I would say, and you emailed me about a couple of other questions too.
Yeah.
I would say that you could benefit from EFT on many levels. One of them would obviously be, you know, the food issues and the cravings and the self-sabotage and so on. But
you can
use EFT for the emotions that are behind physical ailments.
Okay.
There is a wonderful book, and it's called Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die, that I would recommend to everybody. Feelings Buried Alive, Never Die.
Okay.
And in the back of that book, it will go through a list of physical things, everything from constipation to arthritis to acne to low back pain to headaches to whatever the case may be. And it will describe some of the emotions that may be associated with that particular ailment. And the nice thing about that is it gives people a place to start. So, you know, if you were doing some tapping on the arthritis pain, we may have you focus on, even though I'm critical of myself and critical of others and so on, and see if that brings you any relief. So, yes, there are lots of options for that.
Very critical on myself.
Yes. Yes. So check out that book.
Okay. I will.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Annie.
Oh, I have one more question.
Sure.
The EFT, does it help with nail biting?
Well, again, I would have to say there's probably a reason that you do that, a stress or an anxiety or something. And so I would, off the top of my head, say, yes, of course it does. It would just take a little bit of digging to figure out what's going on that's making you want to do that.
Well, I don't know. My daddy, he's been gone 12 years, but he told me that I was born biting my fingernails, so I don't know.
Well, we'll have to work on some dad issues then. Or maybe some mom
issues.
That
was all I wanted to ask, Lynn.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your question. All right. I'm going to move on to another question. And Melinda.
It's not really a question, but just to recommend to everyone also that book, The Feelings Buried Alive.
Yeah.
I carry the little card things with me, and I've even got people at work that will come up to me now and go, okay, this is what's going on. What am I not dealing with?
Perfect.
So
you're like the little resource person at your work.
But
she is, really.
Realizing it, and you tell them, and it's like,
oh, yeah. That book just ticks me off sometimes because it's right, like, all the time.
Yeah.
So, but that's a good thing. Thanks, Melinda. Any other questions from folks before we move on? Okay, I'm going to turn the Q&A off. Okay, we're going to go back to the discussion here. So what I want to do next is just describe to you a little bit more about the course that's going to start next Tuesday night, and it's going to be a 6-week teleconference, so we'll meet by phone again, and just as a reminder, if you can't make the call, then you would be able to download it the next day or listen to it on your computer, so don't worry about that aspect of it. You can save it and listen to it as often as you'd like to. In week one, we're going to talk about cravings. And where do they come from? Why are you craving a certain food? And really trying to figure out what is the emotion behind that craving. And so I'll actually have you guys bring the food that you're craving to the call, maybe come a little bit hungry so we can really work up some good cravings and then figure out the emotions behind it. And just for the record, for me with the popcorn thing, it was a couple of issues. One of them was procrastination. And if you look up popcorn and butter and so forth, their procrastination is sitting right there in this book that describes some cravings. But I also had a really good an association with a memory of my dad, who passed away way too early, probably about 12 or 15 years ago now. Making popcorn on Friday nights, family time, wonderful, wonderful memories. And so your brain actually becomes a little bit hardwired for that pleasurable experience. And whenever you have a stress, your brain says, ah, I know what would make you feel better. And for me, it was popcorn. I'm really happy to say now that popcorn has just become a snack food now. If I'm hungry, I look at popcorn as a snack food that contains some fiber, and I don't eat it every night anymore on the couch as I'm watching reruns of Grey's Anatomy. And that's a big one for me. A little bit of self-disclosure there. So you may be hardwired for some chocolate or cookies or whatever the case may be. And so what we're going to do in week one is do some tapping on those cravings and take a look at the emotions behind that. In week two, we're going to spend some time on mindful eating and how to actually be present with the food. And what happens during this week is sometimes some emotions come up. And when emotions come up and stuff comes up, what we try to work on is some gratitude. So instead of saying, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? Here comes another issue. We're going to say, wow, thanks for having this come to the forefront so that we can work on it and heal it. It's because it's very, very challenging for people just to sit and be with their food and enjoy the moment. For many, many people, food is bad or it makes them fat and it's the enemy. But the problem is that when you eat food with guilt, you are actually eating, you know, in a negative emotional state. So I always joke around with people and say the calories are going to count whether you eat them with guilt or joy, and they might even be more with the guilt. So we're going to talk about why eating with guilt may be hazardous to your health and how we can become a bit more mindful about that. In week three, we're going to go over self-sabotage. And so oftentimes we say that we want to change our behaviors, but we don't for some reason. So we are going to take a look at our belief systems about weight. What is the extra weight doing for you? Is it serving a purpose? Is there something from childhood or adulthood that the extra weight is helping you with? Is it keeping you safe? Will things in your life change if you lose weight? Does weight loss have to be hard? If it's going to be hard, why would we want to do it? So we'll take a look at self-sabotage in week three. In week four, we're going to take a look at some really deep emotional eating issues. So we'll be talking about using some tapping for childhood issues, self-esteem, abuse, relationships, and more. Just this week, I worked with a gentleman who said, okay, I just ate lunch, and I want to eat again, or I just ate dinner, or I can't stop this eating. And so we're starting to uncover some of the emotional issues for him. Very often for women, these deep emotional issues have to do with our self-esteem, which really comes down to finding a way to truly love and accept ourselves, which is actually part of the script that's built into the EFT and the tapping. Oftentimes there is some abuse, especially sexual abuse. So we'll talk about some tapping for that, some childhood issues. Moms and dads always play a role. And so it'll be a good chance to start to investigate some of those issues. Week five, we're going to talk about resistance to nutrition and exercise. Why do we not want to do the things that we're supposed to do? Why can't we exercise? Why are we resistant to the change? And how can we get past that so that maybe we actually like the foods that we're, quote, supposed to like and that we're okay not eating all the junk? And then on week six, we're really going to go into affirmations and working on starting to change what happens in our mind with affirmations, how we're talking to our DNA. And in that week, you'll really learn some excellent tools for life in general. You'll find that you'll be discovering more peace with your food, but also just peace in your life. And how I know this to be true for sure is obviously people tell me that they're finding more peace in their lives. But very often, we'll work on a particular issue and that issue will heal that, or some forgiveness will occur and so on. Say, for example, if it's with a husband and part of the problem is, you know, my husband's grouchy or not very nice and so forth and so on and blah, blah, blah. So we'll do some work with the wife and change her energy a bit. And within two or three sessions, I often have people say, did you, like, call my husband or my child and do some work on them? And no, no. What's really happening is that we're changing your energy and the vibration that you're giving off, and then that is affecting those around you in a positive manner. So it's a little bit of law of attraction work, a little bit of affirmations, and it will affect in a positive way many, many aspects of your life. So that is what we'll do in week six. We will also, as part of the class, you will receive email affirmations. So we'll be sending out some affirmations to help keep you on track. And we do have a private online group that you can belong to. I'll also be sending out some nutrition tips and recipes and guide you on how to do some tapping on your own as well. So as much as I would love to have you all meet with me for forever, really the goal of this is for you guys to heal yourselves and use me for some tune-ups and for some support. And so we'll be doing some how to do some tapping on your own as well. And again, all the sessions will be recorded. So if you can't make the call, you can download the session and listen to it at your convenience. Save it on your phone, listen to it as often as you need, and receive some really good support. What I'm hoping for is just a really great community. We're building that in our office right now with our people, and my hope and desire is to be able to share that with other people as well. And so that is what the class is going to be about. I am now going to turn the Q&A back on. We'll be wrapping up with the call in a few minutes. So if you have some questions, now is the time to ask. So if you have a question, you can go ahead and raise your hand by pressing star 6. And I will ramble on here for a couple more minutes while to see if anybody wants to raise their hand. I know many of you locally have already signed up for the class, and I very much appreciate that, and I'm excited about that. If you haven't signed up for the class, you can either send an email, and we'll give you a phone call and register, or you can also do it via our website, which is excelweightloss.com. We have some links on there that allow you to sign up for the class. And we'll hang out for just another minute or two to see if anybody has a question. Well, if it's not Melinda, I'm going to unmute you, Melinda. Yes, dear.
Okay.
I didn't tell her to do all this, by the way. Well, a little bit. I told her to ask some questions.
The thing with the affirmations, I struggled with that for a long time, and I purchased the Louise Hay positive affirmation little book and CD.
Yes.
And I now have it in my car, and it stays on when I'm in my car going to work, coming home, anytime I'm in there by myself, and I listen to it. And there's different tracks on it, and sometimes I don't feel like listening to one that's playing at the time, and I'll move to what I think I need. And this last year at my job that I've been at for 19 years, I've really struggled with, I'm in the real estate industry as an escrow officer, and business took a drop here in Idaho and the last few years, and I was in the downtown office with my assistant, and we had to let her go. And then I got moved back up to our main office, and it wasn't built for the number of escrow officers we have. So I've kind of been just stuck in, like, a bullpen area. And I was feeling less than because I felt like they had taken something away from me. and I love what I do, but I kept listening to Louise's affirmations for work and started changing my attitude that I have a place to work, I have a good job that I love, and it serves me well, and I have what I need, and I've been doing that for probably 4 or 5 months, and it really helped as far as my attitude. And then I heard my boss with a builder talking about the size of offices, and now they're adding a new office in our building for me. And I was coming home the other night, and I was listening to the work one, and she was saying, you know, say what you have works for you, you put it out there, and you'll get what you want. And it dawned on me, I was like, oh, my God, it works. I said what I had works well, and I have enough, and now I'm getting an office. And it's little things like that that have made a major change in my life. And finances, I was going to have to file bankruptcy, and something in me kept putting it off for a year and a half. And I thought, okay, why can't I file? I need to file. And it's like, no, you don't. And I talked to the creditors that I'd been making these minimum payments to and said, I don't want to file bankruptcy, but this is the only way I cannot file is if you will continue to work with me and take these minimum payments, waive the interest, waive late charges, whatever you can do, or lower the interest. And I said it might take me a couple of years to pay these off, but I don't want to file bankruptcy.
Right.
And every single one of them have said, you bet we'll work with you.
For the record, you actually did a lot of tapping and energy work on the whole money and the finance, which of course then causes stress, which can lead to weight gain and so on. But what Melinda got to realize over the past couple of years is how to release some of the anxieties and to be more authentic to herself. And so by doing some tapping, we had some pretty good issues or emotional sessions, and she was able to let that go and then actually turn that around. So I'm really proud of you. Good job, girl.
Thank you. It works. It works.
It does. All right. I'm going to put that on mute. And then if there's anybody else that has a question before we're getting ready to sign off, please raise your hand in the next few seconds here. And if you don't feel like asking a question and you would rather email, you can email me at Excel Weight Loss, ExcelWeightLoss, @gmail.com. And I will get right back to you and answer any questions in that manner. My sincere hope tonight, then, I guess in closing, is that you all got it. Oh, sorry. Here we go. Before I close, looks like we have a question. Let me have that person answer really quick. Okay, ending at 8370.
Yes, it's me again, Anne in North Carolina.
I am.
About the tapping. I've never heard of that before, so, you know. You do this to yourself. How hard do you hit or tap? What do you do? Do you do it with your fist or your fingers or what?
No. It's with your fingertips, and actually on the website there is a link showing you some of the tapping points, and those are actually acupressure points. And so you tap on yourself, certainly, and it's something that you can do on your own, but it's also something that, especially when you're first starting out, it's very useful to do. It's very helpful to do it with a practitioner. So my suggestion would be to folks is that you, you either have a one-on-one session with me, or it could be someone else. You know, I hope that it would be with me, or take the class. And we'll actually be doing tapping on the class. We'll be tapping through lots of the issues. And those points that you see on the handout, and thanks for bringing that up, Anne. The points that you see on the handout are the actual tapping points. And those are acupressure points. And when you tap on those, basically EFT has been called acupressure or acupuncture without needles. And what you're doing actually is helping to balance the meridians. Those are some electrical pathways that run through the body. And when those are out of balance, then that also contributes to us feeling anxiety or uncomfortable or depressed or stressed, which then, of course, can lead to eating and so on. So when EFT was first coming about, it's been about 30 years now, actually, the main thing people used EFT for and the tapping on the acupressure points was to balance their meridians. And as a result, they noticed that they felt more calm and peaceful and were more relaxed. But as we learned more about EFT, we're actually starting to study what happens on a physical basis with the body. And that's where we're finding that by tapping on these acupressure points, you are actually decreasing your cortisol levels. There was an amazing study that was done measuring cortisol levels, actually, in a scientific research study. And they took three groups of people, and they measured their cortisol levels from their saliva at the beginning of the experiment. And then they exposed these folks to stress. And then they measured their cortisol levels again, and they gave them three different treatments. The first group had talk therapy, where they would just talk about stress and the problem. And the second group had rest therapy, where they would just told they were told to rest and relax. And the third group went through a session of EFT or the tapping on the acupressure point. And the first two groups, they did decrease their cortisol levels. They measured their cortisol levels again at the end of the experiment, and they did decrease their cortisol levels by 14%, which is good. That's a good reduction. But the EFT group that had the EFT session actually decreased their cortisol levels by 24%, which is very statistically significant. And, in fact, at first the researchers thought perhaps it was a mistake because they couldn't believe that there could be such a drastic reduction. And so so really finally some good science coming out showing that it decreases cortisol levels. But in that same study, the symptoms of anxiety and depression that were associated with that stress also decreased significantly, and more significantly than just the talk therapy or the resting therapy. Mm-hmm. So basically what you can do on your own or what we're going to do as a group or what we can do in a session, and we can do sessions in person or we can do them via Skype or we can just do them over the phone, we'll actually be tapping on these acupressure points while we're working on the issue. So you may be tapping on the different points and talking about something that happened in childhood or a craving or something in a relationship or something at work, something that is stressing you out. And we'll be tapping on these points. The whole process takes maybe 3 to 5 minutes, you know, per issue. We'll be tapping on those points. And what happens while you're tapping is that you're basically changing your brain chemistry. And you are going from what I call a chaos brain to a calm brain. So in chaos brain,
I would like to hear that.
Yeah, that would be good. In chaos brain, you have lots of cortisol and adrenaline running through your entire body, and you don't think clearly, your creativity is blocked, you feel stressed, sometimes you feel a little OCD, and that's not good. And so in calm brain, your serotonin levels are higher, your cortisol is lower, and what we're doing is getting you into a calm brain state by doing the tapping, and that is allowing you to process those thoughts in a different state of mind. What's really amazing is that tapping has been used for years for veterans with PTSD. Gary Craig is the founder of one of the original developers of EFT. It's been about 30 years now. And he used EFT extensively on veterans who have PTSD. You know, they go to war, they see horrible things, they do horrible things, they come back to real life and they have nightmares and alcoholism and drug problems and all sorts of horrible things. And so he has been using EFT for years to basically reduce the intensity of the emotions that these folks are feeling. And the results that he has had have been amazing, to the point that he and another EFT practitioner, Dawson Church, who's very famous in the EFT world, they are working with Congress right now to get EFT approved as a treatment for PTSD for our veterans, because really nothing else is working. So it's an extremely powerful tool. I can't even stress enough. I know it sounds like, oh, sure, whatever, just tapping can produce these amazing results, but it really, truly can. And so we can use it for everything. Sorry, Ann?
I'm sorry. That there's a gal I went to school with 1,000 years ago, and she does reflexology on the feet. And boy, I tell you, she's got a booming business around here in our area, because she gets people, you know, she gets their back pain gone and all that stuff. I ain't never been to her, but, you know, I think she's a little cuckoo, but, you know.
No, she's not. She's great. So, but I'm going to mute you for just a second, Ann, and then hold on just 1 second. If there are any more questions, go ahead and ask those now. But I'm glad that Ann brought up that question about the tapping points. You do have a handout that I gave you on the webpage that you can use, and you can certainly try some tapping on your own. It is an amazing self tool, but I will be honest and say that at first especially, it tends to work better if you have a practitioner or a group or some support that guides you through it. And for one reason, just so you can learn it. But also what tends to happen is that we tend to hide some of our issues. And I'm pretty much an expert at that. I had lost some of my issues, and I would tap and say, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. And then it's like, oh, well, okay, maybe not. So it's an amazingly powerful tool. It's used for all sorts of things. I think the fact that we can use it for weight loss is amazing. I personally think everybody should be doing some tapping, which is why I'm hosting this call. And so I encourage you all to do that and to, you know, progress with this in whatever is the best way for you. Okay. I think we'll go ahead and wrap up the call. It's been about an hour now. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me. I just want to thank all of you again for participating in the call. And I wish you the best in your weight loss efforts and in life in general. And thank you so very much. And everyone, please have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thank you
thanks
so
Karen,
much, everybody.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
You too.
Thank you.